You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Suckers!
I'm Kaylin Bell.
I'm Dean Bell.
And I'm Jared Haben.
An iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to an all-new episode of Suckers with Jared Haben. That's me. It's I. It's me, myself, and I. I'm alone. I'm talking into a mic in my wife's glam room. What happened to my life? Oh God, what happened? I had it so good and then it went downhill. This is what happens when you do a podcast by yourself. Welcome to an all-new episode of Suckers with Jared Haben. Don't worry, that was just a sparkling water. Kind of sounded a little bit like a beer, but I'm not a big drinker. I don't know if you guys know that. Really, I mean, I have a glass of wine with dinner. I maybe have a glass of alcohol maybe once a week. Maybe. Man, I got to really start consuming more. I got to start drinking more. Obviously, responsibly. But, you know, occasionally, just dad needs a beer. He needs a beer. I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I have a bruise on my nose because I had to go to work for 8:30 today. So before, I was like, all right, I'm going to go to the gym. But I woke up a little bit late, so I was like, all right, I got to do a quick workout. But I'm still going to go to the gym. I'm going to do a HIIT workout. High intense something. The first two are high intensity or high intense. Anyway, a HIIT workout is where you work out quickly, but you don't stop. So it's like you're only there for 20 minutes, but you don't stop during those 20 minutes. High intensity. So I was doing that, and then I do one of these moves where I take, at home, I have a sand ball. It's a ball filled with sand. You know, it's a heavy bag. And I lift it up, I throw it over my shoulders, and I throw it to the ground. Well, idiot Jared here grabbed a medicine ball from Planet Fitness, and for some reason I wasn't thinking, and a medicine ball bounces. And I picked out a 10-pound medicine ball. So with all of my might, I take, you know, I'm doing my circuit and I get to the exercise where I'm going to grab a ball, throw it over my head, throw it to the ground, and then pick it up and do that again. I'll do that like 10 or 12 times. It's a good exercise. Well, I take the ball over my head, throw it as hard as I can to the ground. And of course, my body follows that. So my head immediately is probably 3 feet above the ground where the ball is about to hit. And this medicine ball bounces off the ground so fast and just hits me square in the nose. And it felt like I got punched in the face. And the reason I'm telling you this, because I have a mirror in front of me, and there's a nice bruise right on my nose. At first, I thought I broke it. I cut my lip. I was like, I just broke my nose. I just broke my freaking nose. Luckily, I didn't. Everything was fine. There was no blood. I was like, all right, I'm fine. This is what I'm going to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen. What's Your new father, IQ, that is the headline of this article on babycenter.com. This was sent from our producer, Maddie, so thank you so much, Maddie. She sent me an article by Kate Marple. That's a cool last name, Marple. Anyway, how long? So these are all questions for new fathers, which I am. I don't know. Am I a new father? Dawson's two. I've been at this game for a little over 2 years. I guess in the grand scheme of life, I'm still a new dad. I feel like a new dad. Because I feel like dads in the relationship don't get close to their children until like years in. Like right now, I'm starting to feel closer with Dawson. But it's like, he just wants mom. He just wants mom all the time. Actually, I was working earlier today at Audrey's and I saw a father and a son, and the son was probably, you know, 8 to 10 years old. And the dad got a coffee and the son got a hot chocolate and they were sitting at a table and he was like, oh, do you want to sit over here and wait for so-and-so? Because they were probably either waiting for maybe like their sister to be done with school. I don't really know. But it made me very excited for those moments with Dawson that I actually get to hang out with him and sit down and bring him out. And I'll get a coffee and he'll get a hot chocolate and we'll sit down and be like, hey, how you doing, buddy? Things good? You know, do you like what you're doing, playing sports or taking singing lessons or dancing lessons? You know, how's school going? What's your favorite subject? You know, where it's just him and I. Of course, the family dynamic's great with Ashley and I, you know, the three of us. But there's something magical about time that you're able to spend one-on-one with your kid. I get to do it with Dawson now. And it's honestly amazing every time we get to do it. I am excited for him to be a little bit older, though. Because right now, it's more of, I don't think he, you know, he's so attached to mom. When I take him out, just the two of us, he's just not that attached to me. You know, he loves me very much, I could tell. And he is attached to me, but when I see him with mom, it's very different than when he's with me. So I'm excited for the time where, not that he's attached to us equally, I'm sure he'll always be closer to mom. There's just a relationship that a mother has with her son that a dad doesn't, and it's different. And I don't know, you know, if one of us will be closer to him than the other, but my point being is that there's going to come a time in his life when he knows if shit hits the fan, I call dad, you know, and of course, mom's going to be super influential in his life and he's going to rely on her so much. But like in my life, if things went sour, I called dad immediately. And I weirdly, maybe am very excited for that. For him to know, like, I need to talk to dad. I hope that happens. I hope I'm able to give him enough confidence in his life that he can come to me. Not only like he can come to me, but he knows that like I will be able to help him. I hope I'm able to rise to those occasions. Anyway, that's what I was kind of thinking. A little bit of a tangent. Let's go back to the article here. What's your new father IQ? I guess I'm a new dad still. Here we go. How long should you let your newborn cry before responding? It's multiple choice, by the way. Should you pick him up right away instead of letting him cry? Should you wait 5 to 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, or until he stops? A newborn. I mean, a newborn, I'm sorry. I'm not going to wait until a newborn stops crying before I go. I'd say 10 to 15 minutes. I think that's pretty good. How many times a day does the average newborn eat? Is it 3 meals a day? Every 4 hours, 8 to 10 times? On the hour, every hour. I think it's every 4 hours, pretty much. Dawson was more like every 3 hours, but I think the correct answer is probably 8 to 4 hours, which does that average out to 8 to 10 times? I don't know. I'm going to say every 4 hours. What's the standard advice on how long after childbirth you should wait until you and your partner can have sex again? 1 week, 6 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, until her doctor gives the green light. We can have sex after pregnancy? Just kidding. I guess 6 weeks? 3 months seems long. 1 week seems short. 6 months, get out of here. Or until her doctor gives the green light. I also don't think that's the case. I'm going to go 6 weeks. I think 6 weeks seems like a good period of time. I feel like I've heard 6 weeks too. I don't remember. It's all a blur. What's the number one never leave home without it item that you should bring for an afternoon at the park with your 6 month old? Is it your cell phone, a burp cloth, the video camera, a diaper, sand toys? I mean, a diaper, 100%. Listen, I know this might be a controversial answer, but my cell phone is probably also very equal to the diaper because I need, like, I want to be able to call someone immediately if something bad happens, or I want Ashley to be able to track me if something bad happens when we're with our child. Anyway, I'm going to go diaper. When can you start reading to your baby? Right away, it's never too soon. 4 to 6 months, when he can sit up on his own, when he's at least a year old, right away. Well, of course, they're just blobs there, sitting there. I mean, just listening or watching whatever the hell they can. Of course I'll read to my son. Right away.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What sort of postpartum present would your partner turned mom probably appreciate the most? Would it be an outfit for the baby, a bouquet of flowers, a gift certificate to pamper herself with a facial massage or manicure, and time off to schedule it? Listen, what am I, a jackass? Of course it's an outfit for the baby. Gaduh. I'm kidding. It's a gift certificate to pamper herself, obviously. She just gave birth. What do Grocco, Peg Perigo, and McClernon have in common? Who the hell are these people? They were heroes in World War I. They make pasta and tomato sauce. They build sturdy strollers. They're wineries in California, Napa Valley. I don't know. I guess they build sturdy strollers. Grocco, Peg Perigo, and McLaren. We're more of the up a baby type people. Which one of these should you use to clean your baby's umbilical cord? Rubbing alcohol? Nothing. It's best to leave it alone. Soap and water? Baby shampoo. Probably just soap and water, right? Yeah. I think we clean the umbilical cord with soap and water. Yeah. I don't know. Which one of these words just doesn't belong? Sling? Extra saucer? Huh? Pixel? Swaddle? All right. Let's break this down. Swaddle, pixel, sling, and extra saucer? Is that like, all right. I'm assuming this, all right. I obviously know what a swaddle is. I feel like sling, pixel. What the hell is a pixel? Like a pixel on your TV? I'll go with pixel. I don't know what the hell. Extra saucer? Is that like some sort of... I think that's like the little thing that the newborns get put into. That's like an oval? I don't know. Here we go. Where's the safest place in the car for your new baby to ride? On someone's lap in the back seat? Duh. In an infant seat? In an infant car seat facing forward? In the front seat, in an infant car seat facing backwards, in an infant car seat facing backwards in the back seat. Oh, yeah. It's an infant car seat facing backward in the back seat is the correct answer. I ain't no dumbass. What should you always bring your wife when she breastfeeds? Ha, trick's on you. Ashley didn't breastfeed. A glass of water, a magazine, her favorite beer, the TV remote. I don't know, a glass of water? Probably also a TV remote. Like, she's just sitting there, pumping out milk. Get a little distraction. Probably hurts like hell. I'll say a glass of water, though. It's very sensitive. At what age do most babies sleep through the night? It's a funny question, because Dawson didn't sleep through the night till he was 14 months! But here it says 3 weeks, 3 months, 9 months, 2 years. I think it's 3 months. I think it's 3 months they start. The baby blues refers to what? Is it songs women sing in the delivery room? Doubt that. Sadness and moodiness that a woman may experience after giving birth? Or the color of all newborn babies' eyes? Gonna go with the sadness and moodiness for that one. Your partner is so sleep deprived that she can't see straight. You, A, call your mother. B, ask your mother-in-law to come visit. That's what I would do. C, offer to take the 2 a.m. feeding. Or D, hire a night nurse. Listen, the answer we all want to give is obviously hire a night nurse. However, of course I'll offer to take the 2 a.m. feeding. And spoiler alert, I was always doing overnight feedings with Dawson. We were always switching off. Anywho, what's the safest position for babies to sleep in? This is actually a very good question. On his tummy, on his side, on his back, in his car seat. I think, what is the safest position? On his back, so he doesn't suffocate. But there's no pillow. I'm going to go on the back. Here we go. Here are the answer sheets. Yeah, I want to see my answers. How long should you let your newborn cry before responding? I said 10 to 15 minutes is wrong. They're saying pick him up right away instead of letting him cry. All right. When a newborn cries, the best thing to do is to tune in and respond immediately. New babies crave the comfort of your arms. Don't worry. You can't spoil a new baby, but you can teach him a lot about feeling secure. Of course, if your child is just whimpering or grunting, you might want to wait and see if he's just... This is so stupid. How many times a day does the average newborn eat? I said every 4 hours. What? It's saying 8 to 10 times a day. Hold up. Hey. Sorry, good song. The average newborn eats about 8 to 10 times a day. Yeah, but like every 4 hours, I'm sure that's like 8 times a day. This is so ridiculous. Let's see. What's the standard advice on how long after childbirth should wait until you and your partner have sex again? 6 weeks? Of course I got that one right. What's the number one? Never leave your home without an item you should bring for an afternoon at the park with your 6-month-old, a diaper. Got it right. When can you start reading to your baby? Right away. Got that right. What sort of postpartum present would your partner turn mom probably appreciate the most? A gift certificate to pamper herself. Got that one right. What do Grocco, Peg, Perogo, butchering that, and McLaren have in common? They build sturdy strollers. Got that one right. Which one of these should you use to clean your baby's umbilical cord? Oh, I put soap and water. Apparently nothing. It's best to leave it alone. Huh? Doctors used to recommend cleaning it with alcohol, but most now say to leave the stump. Why do you have to describe it as a stump? That seems rude. But most now say to leave the stump alone. Keep it clean and dry until it falls off. I forgot about that, that it falls off. Gross. Which one of these words just don't belong? Hey, pixel. I got that one right. While pixel is a computer term, the rest of these words are all about baby. A sling is a type of baby carrier. An extra saucer is a stationary activity center for a baby to sit in. That's what I meant, by the way, when I said oval. And swaddling is a way of wrapping a baby securely in a blanket. I was so good at swaddling. So good. Where's the safest place in the car for your new baby to ride? What? On someone's lap in the back seat? That can't be right. I'm kidding. It's not. Of course, I got it right. In an infant car seat facing backward in the back seat. What should you always bring your wife when she breastfeeds? A glass of water. Obviously. Here we go. At what age do most babies sleep through the night? I put 3 months. The correct answer is 9 months. When babies are able to sleep through the night and when they actually do are often very different things. Oh, got it. Some as young as 2 or 3 months can snooze for 6 to 8 hours at a stretch. Others won't sleep this long until their first birthday. Yeah, talk to Dawson. About 70% of kids, though, 9 months. The baby blues refer to sadness and moodiness that a woman may experience after giving birth. Got that one right. Your partner is so sleep-deprived that she can't see straight. You, of course, offer to take the 2 a.m. feeding. Got that one right. And what's the safest position for babies to sleep in? On his back. Cha-ching! Got it! Research has found that putting babies who sleep on their back significantly reduce their risk of SIDS. Also, SIDS, just talk about terrifying. Holy sh! My God. Sudden infant death syndrome. Like, how? SIDS doesn't seem to be an acronym as doom and gloom. Like, it should be scarier than SIDS. Like, the word needs to be scarier. Because SIDS sounds like something you catch and, you know, you put some ointment on it and it goes away. Not sudden infant death syndrome. Like, I don't know. Anyway. So when you lay your little angel down, put him or her on their back. The more you know. Well, that was interesting. I think I did pretty well. I think also the first answer. Pick him up right away instead of letting him cry. I guess a newborn. Maybe I'm just so used to in the like toddler phase where I'm like, Dawson, you're not getting what you want. So we're just going to let him cry it out, especially when he throws his temper tantrum. Parents know all too well about that. Well, I think that's going to do it for this week's episode of Suckers with Jared. Just sucking alone over here. Make sure you guys listen to, of course, the main podcast, Suckers, with Dean, myself, and Kaylin Miller-Keysbell? Kaylin Bell? I think it might be just Kaylin Bell. And make sure you follow us on Instagram, all the good stuff. And make sure you guys tune in next week, where hopefully we suck just... Well, I guess hopefully I suck just a little less.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.